Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Noong 2022, nagdesisyon ng kumpanya mula sa Dubbo, New South Wales na Little Big Dairy na palitan ng bottle caps ng kanilang milk carton mula sa kulay asul at ngayon ay clear na o transparent. Tila maliit na pagbabago, pero layo nitong tumulong sa usapin ng polusyon sa plastic. Ipiniliwanag ni Campbell Chesworth na nangangasiwa sa operasyon ng nasabing kumpanya ang epekto ng kanilang pagpapalit.
Having the clear lid removes the pigment that often like a dark blue bottle cap on a milk bottle will have. So that means that this whole bottle can be turned back into clear plastic.
Isa pang ginagawa ng kumpanya ang tinatawag na bladder bags na ibinibenta sa kanilang mga kliyente na cafe business para makabawas sa packaging. Isa sa mga serye ito ng hakbang patungo sa sustainable packaging.
So the bladder is 10 liters, so we're essentially saving 5 2-liter bottles, and so that's 10 labels and 5 caps as well. The name Little Big Dairy comes from the family saying from my grandfather that if you take care of the little things, the big things will take care of themselves, and that's something that sustainability and that ethos as a family just really goes hand in hand.
Kaalinsabay ito sa national target ng Australia noong 2018 kasunod ng mga konsultasyon sa mga industriya at gobyerno na bahagi ng planong mabawasan ang basura na napupunta sa mga landfill. Tumakbo na ito ng 8 taon at malapit na ang deadline, pero tila hindi pa rin abot kamay na makamit ang kailangang target o goal. Sinabi ni Chris Foley, CEO ng Australian Packaging Covenant Organization o APCO, na isang grupo na gumagawa ng koordinasyon para sa 2025 national targets, na maraming dahilan kabilang ang economic gap kung bakit hindi ito nakakamit.
Admittedly, there are a number of our members who need to do more with their packaging. It needs to be more recyclable and reusable. But equally, the materials that they're putting into the market, the packaging they put on market, needs to be collected. And at the moment, some of that packaging isn't worth collecting. There's an economic gap. But that's one of the big challenges, is the system's not working as it should to be able to collect and recycle and move it back into a circular economy.
May 4 na pangunahing targets sa 2025. Una na dyan ang magkaroon ng 100% reusable, recyclable o compostable packaging. Ikalawa, dapat na 70% ng mga plastic packaging ay pwedeng i-recycle o makompost. Ikatlo ay maisama ang average na 50% recycled content sa lahat ng Australian packaging. At ikaapat, ma-phase out na ang single-use plastics packaging. Sinabi ni Jennifer McLean mula Monash University Sustainable Development Institute na tila hindi makatotohanan ang mga nasabing goal.
If you think about taking, you know, the multitudes of different types of packaging on your household, you know, food and groceries, you know, from a supermarket, but also packaging on what businesses receive, or even packages in the health and medical sectors, like packaging is used across our entire economy. That's a huge shift to make. You know, in kind of 7 years to change how that packaging is designed, what it's made from, in order to be 100% recyclable.
Sa kasalukuyan, 86% ng packaging sa Australia ay maaaring i-recycle, na hindi naman malayo sa goal na 100%. Pero hirit ni Jennifer McLean na hindi lahat ng produktong maaaring i-recycle ay garantisadong mare-recycle nga.
We're seeing gaps, I guess, in both the percent of packaging that is actually recyclable, and the amount of recycled content that's going into packaging in certain sectors, in certain material types.
Git niyang plastic ang problema, lalo't 19% ng plastic packaging ay bumabalik sa gitna ng goal na 70%.
Plastic is unique, as I said, in having being a collection of different types of plastic, so different types of polymers. Those different types of polymers provide different packaging functionality. Initially, and so that's why often different types of plastic are selected initially, or sometimes multiple types of plastic are put into the same piece of packaging because they provide different functions. When we want to recycle it, it works best if we can separate them back out into those different types of polymers, and that can be really difficult to tell. Is this shampoo bottle, you know, this type of plastic or that type of plastic? And different manufacturers might choose to make shampoo bottles out of different types of plastic, so you can't even just say, well, all shampoo bottles belong in this, you know, category of plastic, and all plastic milk bottles belong in this category of plastic. So it's got that real difficulty just at the kind of almost the chemistry level in terms of what packaging is made up from.
Pinakamahirap ani lang soft plastics at kulang pa sa infrastruktura ang Australia, ayon kay Chris Foley.
So there are technical challenges to recycling it, and in an Australian context, the manufacturing capabilities of the country aren't there to reprocess domestically. In a chemical context where you'd be bringing it back in as a recycled plastic film.
Dagdag din niyang hindi rin nahihiwalay ng maayos na mga household ang plastic sa basurahan.
We know that circa 70% of rigid plastic packaging that leaves the household is actually designed to be recycled, but it's not. So 70% of rigid plastics that leave your home is actually, unfortunately, households aren't putting it in the right bin.
Bagaman hindi maabot ang goal, sinabi ng APCO na malaking bagay na ang progresibong bansa at kailangan lang ituloy-tuloy. May bagong binuong strategiya para sa 2030, kabilang ang pagpuno sa mga economic gap, gayon din ang pamumuhunan sa dagdag na infrastruktura sa mas maayos na pagproseso ng mga basura. Kabilang din sa plano ang pinansyal na insentibo sa mga kumpanyang prioridad ang sustainability sa kanilang mga packaging design.
That essentially means that if you choose the right materials and you choose recycled content, that will mean that you actually, as a brand owner, will pay a reduced fee through what we call eco-modulation. Those fees collected from Australian businesses will then be reinvested back into the Australian packaging system, so it is a case of those fees go straight back into closing gaps from the collection, the sorting and the recycling.
Idiniin din niya ang malaking papel ng mga consumer.
A really key call out is, again, look for the Australasian recycling label. Follow those directions and you can then do your bit, but then make sure at the other end, when you're back in the supermarket or if you're at a Bunnings or an Officeworks or a Kmart, make sure that you look for products on shelf that are made with recycled content. And or look for packaging that features recycled content. You consumers can do their bit.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Abby O'Brien para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika at isinalaysay ng inyong lingkod, DJ Korea, para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.